Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for August 2021. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the August official broadcast. Leading tonight's broadcast is Presidential Comment. Reporting from Upper Hutt, here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari. So here we are again into the second week of the current lockdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I expect you are well versed in the requirements as outlined by the government as we navigate through this process, and hopefully not for too long. As amateurs, we are better off than most, so make the most of this opportunity to get on the air, check in on your friends or make new ones, perhaps even do some awards or take part in upcoming contests. Being in lockdown has its advantages for us, as you can play radios without feeling guilty that you should be doing something else. I have, over this last week, installed a new vertical tri-band antenna for 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres, so that I now have access to the 23 centimetre repeater on Mount Climby, as an example. This is a new band for me, so lots of things to learn. From an NZART point of view, the office is still operating and where possible inquiries are being dealt with. The actual office is closed to visitors and will probably not reopen again till at least level 2. Telephone voice messages and emails are being answered. Check the NZART website for any updates. NZART Council at its August meeting have made an appointment to the vacant Northern Region Councillor position, which has been filled by Neil Ellis, ZL1TAJ. Neil has been on Council before and is well known to members. Thanks for offering to fill the role, Neil. Council is now back to its full complement. As previously mentioned, NZART will be running the next conference in Wellington over the weekend of 11-12 June 2022. This is the weekend after Queen's birthday next year. A website has been set up for the conference and can be accessed by checking out www.nzart-conference.nz. Again, that is www.nzart-conference.nz. This website was originally used for the cancelled Shantytown Conference and has been repurposed for the Wellington Conference. All information about the conference will be posted there and in break-in as the dates get closer. Some initial information is already available on that website. The conference location has yet to be confirmed, as due to the COVID lockdown, an on-site visit this week was cancelled. The location has been penciled in for next year, but we just need to confirm rooms for the AGM, AREC and Sunday forums. Meal options and exactly what this hotel can do for us also need to be confirmed. The hotel is the James Cook, located on the terrace, with easy access to Lambton Quay by lift. It is centrally located and with an easy walking distance of the waterfront and other places. I suggest you start planning your attendance now, if coming, as there are cheap flights available. As we head towards the end of the year, please have your changes or corrections for your clubs and branches information into NZART HQ. The next call book is under preparation, and this information will be needed to have the most up-to-date information as possible. On the NZART website, you will see the beacons list as well as what was printed in the last issue of Break-In. So again, check this information is correct. As part of the RMA Act replacement, the first written submission to the Environmental Committee on the Natural and Built Environments Bill has been submitted by NZART. On Monday of this week, I was advised if we still wanted to do an oral submission, then the committee would be sitting over the next 3 weeks. This is a virtual meeting using Zoom. I've requested a time slot to present an oral submission and will report back on the next official broadcast and in break-in as to how this went. In these uncertain times, stay well, look after yourselves, and we will come out of this. That's all from me, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. The NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Advice tonight that due to the present COVID lockdown situation, EastFest 2021, that was to be held in Ashburton on the 11th and 12th of September, has been postponed. Organisers are hopeful it will be able to be rescheduled later in the year. Again, EastFest 2021 has been postponed. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora everyone, and good evening Jim. Well, here we are again. I was trying to think up something really inspirational or funny to make this month's broadcast recording from me a little more entertaining while we are in this wonderful place called lockdown. However, for the life of me, I cannot find anything inspirational in cabin fever, looking forward to the 1 p.m. daily news updates, and cooking all day, every day. However, on the bright side, we do tend to find even the smallest of things funny these days, like watching so many people taking the time to actively go walking instead of running from daylight to dark and looking over their day to see what they actually have achieved. There is more of a calm over us all. More importantly, we are taking the much-needed me time to enjoy hobbies and the people around us. In saying this, once again, I have seen an increase in the number of people applying to use the 60-metre band. Yes, I can still process these and get them actioned the same day I am receiving applications. So if you want to send me your application, they can be found on the NZART website, and please send them to nzart@nzart.org.nz. Although I am not working at the office, it is still business as usual. Therefore, if you need something answered, or perhaps have missed your latest July-August break-in, let me know, and I will do what I can to accommodate you. Well, there isn't too much more news from me this month, Jim. Just remember, everyone is in this together. I recently saw a meme or a saying on social media. My version of it is, mask up or casket, your choice. Kia kaha, stay strong, stay safe, everyone. Ngā mihi nui and pomaria, everyone. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Information tonight from John ZL2TWS, introducing a digital voice technical talk net. It commences on Wednesday, the 1st of September at 7:30 p.m. and it'll be held on the 1st and 3rd Wednesday of every month. It'll be held on XLX299 Module N, DV Tech Talk, D-Star Only Connection. See the full details on the NZART webpage, nzart.org.nz. That's the Digital Voice Tech Talk Net, commencing next Wednesday, September the 1st. Now to catch up on amateur radio news from around the world, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
AMSAT's 39th Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting is now accepting registrations for the event, which is taking place Friday, October 29th, through Sunday, October 31st in Bloomington, Minnesota. Students are also invited to register. AMSAT is issuing a call for papers by presenters. Last year's event was held virtually, but this year's symposium is to take place at the Crowne Plaza Hotel at Minneapolis International Airport. See the link to the registration website in the printed version of this newscast at arnewsline.org. To submit a paper, see the details that are in this week's newscast script. What do soda activators do when the summits are off limits? Well, in New Zealand, the answer is right there in their backyards. We hear more from Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Nothing, not even a solar flare or even a pandemic, could stop the backyards on the air activation from going ahead recently in New Zealand. The pandemic, in fact, was actually the inspiration for the event on Sunday, August 22. It was born in the spring of 2020 as lockdown enveloped the New Zealand nation. A group of soda activators looked for new options because their loved summits had been declared off-limits. Organiser Mark Sullivan, ZL3AB, said this recent activation found participants once again in their backyards and, after 2 hours of calling QRZ, some boasted contacts with the US and VK as well as round New Zealand. Mark described his own activation as a bit less successful owing to a pole that collapsed and someone's child next door playing with an incredibly loud toy lawnmower. Mark did encourage and reward experimentation, however. In his invitation to participants, he wrote, and I quote, "It should go without saying that double points will be awarded to anybody who operates using a Delta loop," end quote. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
The Trinidad and Tobago Amateur Radio Society is marking the 59th anniversary of the nation's independence with a special event station using call sign 9Y59IND through September 12th. Listen on HF, the digital modes, 2 meters, EME, DMR, D-Star, and Yaesu Fusion. QSLs will be via Logbook of the World only. MASA JA0RQV is operating as A35JP from Tonga, where he will be until October 31st. Be listening on 80 through 6 meters, where he is using CW, single sideband, and FT8. QSL via Logbook of the World and Club Log, or direct with $2 in U.S. currency or by the Bureau using his home call sign. Members of the Emirates Amateur Radio Society are using the special event call sign A60EXPO between September 1st and October 1st to promote World Expo 2020 in Dubai. The expo itself runs from October 31st until March 31st of next year. Send QSLs via EA7FTR. Be listening for Pascal, EA5WO, who will be using the special event call sign AN5WAR from Valencia, Spain, between September 1st and the 30th. Pascal is commemorating the 82nd anniversary of the start of the Second World War. He will be operating on various HF bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or EQSL. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. New Plymouth Branch 27 is once again presenting the annual Taranaki Award, which couples with the Dan Wilkinson Memorial Contest, running from Saturday 25 September until Wednesday 29 September. Every contact you make with a station in Taranaki will earn points. Stations can be found daily on the national system or the Western Link of New Plymouth, Hara and Whanganui repeaters. Each night will have an HF net, 8 p.m. on 3.660 MHz and 9 p.m. on 3.677 MHz. Further information, including the full amended rules, can be found at zl2ab.com or by emailing the award trustee, Doug Beale, on ZL3DUG at ZL2AB.com. ZL3DUG at ZL2AB.com. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, as I record this, New Zealand is still in Level 4 lockdown, and branches around the country are having to just make do. Some are postponing meetings, others are resorting to online meetings on Zoom or other systems, and some are even meeting on air. So all the meetings I mentioned tonight are correct as of the moment, but the details could change very quickly. So check the details. So with that said, we start with Western Suburbs Branch 03 NZART, which has planned meeting on Saturday the 25th of September at 10 a.m. And this will involve a workshop covering the construction of a VHF-UHF flowerpot antenna. Napier Branch 25 NZART has its next meeting on Wednesday the 1st of September at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms in Latham Street, Napier. There will be a presentation of a Magloop controller and Magloop aerial. Now from the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20 NZART. They have a table sale on Saturday the 2nd of October, starting 7:30 a.m. for sellers and 9 a.m. for buyers. The venue is the usual place, which is the Longburn Community Hall. That's 17 Nyree Street in Longburn. For more details or to book a table, contact Ryan Warner, ZL2RKW, or Peter Moore, ZL2AUB, and then the email for that is tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. That address again, table sale at zl2ko.org.nz. The Hutt Valley branch, NZART Branch 18, is visiting the Rescue Coordination Centre in Avalon on September the 8th, with a start time of 8:30pm. Now, numbers are limited, so get your expression of interest in soon. And for details, see your newsletter. And finally, Christchurch Branch 05 NZART has a virtual meeting on Zoom on Wednesday the 1st of September. Jeff ZL3DA has a video on the recent SOTA marathon showing Chris ZL4RA, who'd completed 12 summits on Banks Peninsula on one day. Now, at the moment, this is a Zoom meeting, so you'll need a meeting identification and a passcode. See the newsletter for details. And if lockdown is eased, the meeting will also be at the club rooms. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 26th of September. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for August 2021. Good night, everyone. Good night now.